From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Saudi Arabia is cutting diplomatic ties with Iran and has pulled its diplomats out after a prominent Shia cleric was executed by the kingdom this weekend. Iranian protesters then stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran, and as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, Iran's president is condemning the execution as well, along with the protests.
The execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, an outspoken critic of the Saudi royal family, has inflamed sectarian anger across the region. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says it was a crime and a mistake. Khamenei says Saudi rulers should have no doubt that there will be divine retribution for this bloodshed. President Hassan Rouhani condemned the execution, but also criticized the mob that stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran and burned part of the building. A number of arrests were reported, and Rouhani says those responsible must be brought to justice. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The Islamic State has released a new video purporting to show the killing of five men who it accuses of spying on behalf of Britain. NPR's Allison Muse reports that the video included a warning to Britain, which recently joined the U.S. in bombing Syria.
In a video posted online, the alleged victims are shown on camera one by one. They say their names, jobs, and birthplace, the ISIS stronghold of Raqqa. In what is presented as a confession, they say they smuggled cameras to spy, provided footage for the BBC, and gave coordinates to the US-led coalition. But the video is directed at Britain, which last month began bombing ISIS in Syria. As the victims kneel in orange jumpsuits, a masked fighter threatens David Cameron. Speaking in a British accent, he promises that ISIS will one day invade the UK. In recent months, ISIS has claimed the assassination of three Syrian activists in Turkey. Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.
President Obama is back at the White House after a Hawaiian vacation, and the House and the Senate go back into session over the next 2 weeks, and sentencing reform is high on their agendas. It has rare bipartisan support. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports, though, that they are facing time constraints.
President Obama says reducing the number of nonviolent drug offenders in prison is a priority for his last year in office. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan has been sounding a hopeful note, too. But there's not much time on the legislative calendar to move. That's because of congressional breaks and the intensifying presidential campaign. Negotiations over the precise language in the justice overhaul plans and what kind of people they would help are far from finished. Lawmakers have been sparring over a measure that would raise the burden of proof for prosecutors in many food safety and environmental cases, and they have yet to compromise on what to do about offenders who use guns in the course of their crimes. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. In Oregon, officials are warning people to stay away from the headquarters of a national wildlife refuge as an armed group of protesters who support two ranchers, a father and a son, occupy the space. The two face additional time in prison for starting a fire on federal land. Among the occupiers are the sons of Clive and Bundy, the Nevada rancher who was involved in a standoff with the government over grazing rights in 2014. The National Park Service is marking its centennial this year. Large crowds are expected to attend celebrations in some of the country's most popular and oldest parks. And as NPR's Kirk Sigler reports, the number of visitations could set a new record.
The 2015 totals are still being tallied, but the number of visitors at America's national parks was expected to crest 300 million, and the park system saw more visitors in the first 10 months of 2015 than it's ever experienced. This is a good news, bad news situation. The Park Service is certainly encouraged by the amount of interest in visiting and experiencing some of the country's most spectacular wild places, but it also means more pollution and traffic on already clogged mountain highways in parks like Yosemite and Glacier. Yellowstone, the country's first park, also reported a higher than usual number of human-wildlife conflicts this last year, in which tourists were getting too close to animals. For the centennial, many parks are planning crowd management. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
In Green Bay, Wisconsin, the last regular season game in the 2015 NFL season will be played tonight when the Packers host the Minnesota Vikings. The winner will be the NFC North champ. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.